Hello again, friends. You are listening to the Cat Breeder Sensei Says podcast. We are the show that supports the reputable breeding of pedigree cats. And we're on our way to becoming the authority for providing a positive community and a supportive community for our breeder friends, no matter what the level of experience is. So thank you guys so much for your positive feedback, your five-star ratings on your platform that you listen to the show on, and for sharing this information with your friends and your fellow breeders. We hear phrases and see memes all the time that refer to a crazy cat lady or someone having too many cats. This puts a negative stigma on cat lovers all over the world. In some cases, makes some people embarrassed to even talk about how many kitties they actually own. But is there such a thing as having too many cats? And if so, how many is too many? We're going to find out in this episode of Cat Breeder Sensei Says, right after this quick message.
Do you want to learn how to become a successful breeder of pedigree cats? Now you can. For the first time ever, enroll in an online training course that takes you step by step through everything you need to know to get on the right track. Visit catbreedersensei.com to sign up today and use code PODCAST21 to get $25 off.
Okay, we're back. Now, a crazy cat lady is defined, and I looked this up on Google, so it's got to be true, as a normal person with four or more cats. Well, now, we must define what normal is, right? What is normal anyway? To me, there is no normal. Everything is very abnormal. A cat hoarder is defined as someone who has 15 or more cats. Both of these statements are clearly opinions because every circumstance is unique. Now, here's a fun fact. The average pet household owns 1.8 cats. Now, of course, we're referring to pet owners, not us pedigree cat breeders. We are a completely different story when it comes to the number of cats that we own. Now, the more cats that you have, the less individual attention each cat is going to receive. The more adjustments each cat that lives in the home has to make to maintain peace and not be stressed out living amongst others. After studying cat psychology, I know that cats do like company, and they do well in pairs and with more than one cat. But there does arrive a time when there's more cats in one space than they're fully comfortable with. Only the cat really knows what that number is. When we're breeding cats, we have to be very careful about combining too many cats together in one space. We have to watch for personality conflicts and alpha cats and hormonal cats and know how to pair them together so that they do live in peace and don't have a stressed out environment. The same thing needs to apply to our pet owners. So if they have many cats, and that number many can be to your discretion, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, that's when you have to decide when to draw the line, when to let your kitten go home to that new owner. Instinctually, cats are territorial, but they can certainly welcome other cats into their pack. When an outsider is living in the pack, that's when stress can arise. And when I say an outsider, I mean one that doesn't necessarily ever get fully accepted. So maybe that's the one that they pick on. You see them laying by themselves instead of laying with their friends. So if you watch your cat behavior, you can tell which ones have more of a bond with each other than some of the others. Anytime stress is a factor with the cat, no matter what the cause of the stress is, it can lead to other issues like weakened immune systems, viruses, behavioral issues. Therefore, we must be mindful of how many cats each of us own. And again, be mindful about the number of cats that our kitten buyers own. And that's what this episode is all about. It's about the number of cats that a kitten buyer that's interested in one of your kittens already owns and has in their home. So let me just clarify again. This episode is not about telling you as a breeder how many cats you should have. That's a whole different subject. That would be about feline husbandry and cattery maintenance and spacing requirements and stress levels. that's not what we're talking about in this show. As breeders, we do have a responsibility to manage our spaces and the behavior and look for signs of stress. We also have an obligation to our kittens and our cats to make sure that they're going to homes that are going to be the most comfortable environment for them for the rest of their lives. This show was actually inspired by an actual event that took place in my cattery. I have a lengthy kitten adoption application on my website. It's very long for a reason. Primarily to pre-screen the non-serious buyers out. People who are genuinely interested in one of my kittens will take the time, and most will even appreciate the application process. It's very thorough. I ask lots of questions about who lives in the home, their beliefs in declawing and spaying and neutering and rehoming animals. Get veterinary references. I just have, you know, it's a very in-depth application process. I do review each and every application, all of their answers. I do Google drive-bys of the homes that they live in, and I verify information. Each application to me is considered individually and as a whole. So I take the information that was given on the application and based on my belief system and my policies that I have for my cattery, I make a decision whether that person is qualified to adopt one of my kittens or they're not qualified. Some of the reasons that I will deny an application automatically is if they will say that they're going to declaw the kitten. It's also an automatic denial if they say that the kitten or the cat will live outdoors or be allowed to free roam outdoors without supervision or a harness. And I will also deny an application if the applicant already owns more than 4 cats. This is absolutely just a personal decision of mine and what I feel is best for the kittens that I'm sending home to their new owners. I am quite positive that there is a large number of people who will disagree with that decision, which one in particular we'll talk about in just a minute, and some that may agree with me. But I do strictly enforce that. So it's not dogs, it's not fish or goats, and you know, I get all kinds of animals that are listed as pets on the application. I'm talking specifically about cats. One of the main reasons, and actually the primary reason, that I will allow my kitten to be number 5, but not number 6, is I don't want not only my kitten, but their cats to be stressed out. And because I know that that's going to cause issues, whether it's behavioral, physical, I just don't want to take the risk. I'm comfortable with this decision and this policy that I have, but not everybody else is, especially some applicants. I had one just the other day that filled out the application and had 11 cats, and they were all ages, ranging from 14 all the way down to young adults. So what happened to the application? Well, it got denied, and I send an email and I explain the reason why I am denying their application. And, you know, it's to explain that my policy is that I have a limit of 4 cats. My kitten can be number 5, but anything more than that, I don't agree to that. Now, what happens after they get my kitten if it's number 5 and they add more cats on? After that, of course, I can't control that. And at least, you know, I did what I think is best for the kitten and the cats that already live there. But, you know, I'm not trying to control anybody and what they do after they get one of my kittens. I just can make the decision before it ever makes it to that home. Well, let me tell you, the person that I denied the application was insulted. They were very angry that I had made this decision, and she let me know with several emails, you know, explaining how big her house was, and she sent me photos of all of her cats and told me they eat raw food every day and just went through, you know, her whole regime of how she takes care of her cats. And while it all sounded wonderful, I mean, it, you know, I think maybe she thought it was a personal attack on her, and it wasn't. It's just my policy. And it's not the first time that I have had a very upset applicant, one that was very angry because I made the decision to deny their application. But that did inspire me to do this episode and let you know that you can stand up for things that you believe in. And you don't have to break your rules for people. If you feel strongly about something, then stick to your guns and make your policies and know what kind of homes that you want your kittens to go to. And don't falter away from what you feel is best. It's okay to say no to people if you feel like that's the best decision. If you don't already have rules and policies set in place for your cattery and the homes that your kittens go to, maybe take some time to think about that. In the world that we live in the internet and technology and the way people adopt our kittens, we don't get to know the people personally, unfortunately. And we can go only by conversations that we have with them and application processes that we use to pre-screen our buyers. But ultimately, we really don't know where the kitten is going unless we know the people personally, and we don't know what type of life that the kitten will have. We can only hope that we do a good job selecting the homes that our kittens go to and hope that they are taken care of and are not stressed out and are given the care and love that they need for the rest of their life. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Cat Breeder Sensei Says. I'm hoping that you are doing well and your kitties are doing well and everybody is happy. And I also want to invite you to our No Judgment Zone Cat Breeder community on Facebook. It's a very positive place where you can ask questions, get the support that you need. There's absolutely zero tolerance for rudeness, any superiority actions, anything derogatory to make you feel like you can't ask questions and get support. So come on over and join us at No Judgment Zone Cat Breeder Community, our Facebook group. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys later. Bye.